Well, in the northern New South Wales town of Armidale, there's a battle royal over the place of a gay married couple in the local Anglican church. The hierarchy have told the couple to separate and abstain from sex if they want to keep their church jobs. But interestingly, the congregation have rallied around the pair. Religious affairs writer and Anglican Muriel Porter, are you surprised the congregation are going against the church leadership?
Not remotely, no. People in the pews, they've got gay sons, granddaughters. They just roll with it. It's not an issue for people in the pews.
Well, it's well known the Sydney Anglicans are very conservative. So do you see their fingerprints on what's happening in Armidale?
Oh, certainly. Armidale is aligned very closely with Sydney, has been for years. They're sort of twinned with them. And I think that this is part of their sort of push to push the Sydney line.
Because legally they're quite within their rights to remove gays, eh?
Yes, they are. But let's go back a bit. What's been said, and what I've seen quoted by the bishop, is that it's required that people who work in the church, like organists, etc., have to abide by the national protocol for clergy church worker behaviour. And in that protocol, it says that you have to be chaste in singleness, but faithful in marriage. These two men are married.
I don't imagine the Sydney Anglicans would be happy with your interpretation, eh?
Of course they wouldn't be. But the point is, these people are legally married according to the law of Australia.
Can't they see how stupid they are?
So until that protocol is changed to say that it can only be marriage that they approve of, then in fact, as long as these two men are faithful within their marriage, then they are abiding by the national protocol.
Muriel, it's just so silly, isn't it, the church behaving in this way?
Oh, it is just intolerable. It is appalling. It is beyond the pale. They have made this issue of homosexuality their line in the sand. They didn't win over women. So now they're trying desperately to hold on to this one. And look, Bill, quite honestly, in the next year or so, it could split the National Church.
Gee, it's that serious.
Very serious. But frankly, I think we have to have this out honestly. I don't want to see the bishops and the others who really believe that people living in faithful monogamous marriages should be treated like this. I hope they will stand up. Instead of kowtowing to Sydney, I hope they'll stand up and say, this is just not on.
Does it really matter if it splits the Anglican Church?
Well, it would be sad. But honestly, sometimes you think, what time do you want the taxi? Just
exactly.
Go. Let the rest of us get on with being a truly Christian church where Jesus rules and teaching about love take the priority instead of rigid, narrow rules that don't mean anything.
Because I said in the beginning of this, you're an Anglican. So does this sadden you, Muriel?
This certainly saddens me, but also, Bill, I can say it maddens me. It saddens me to see my church behaving like this, but it maddens me to see good, honourable people doing their best to live honourable, loving Christian lives being treated in such an appalling way.
Muriel, thank you so much for talking to us tonight. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.